MILF's Threesomes 4-Pack, Books 45 to 48. MILF Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica Collection. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Turning bimbo for the sake of humanity. MILF's Threesomes 45, MFM Threesome Erotica. Hope One, they called it. The first vessel to leave a doomed Earth. It had probably been a millennia since we'd left by now, but it was supposed to be a whole lot more before we woke. I'd boarded the 20,000-strong vessel with my husband left behind, fighting against the resistance. It had been hard, but he'd urged me to go and find a better future. Better for one of us to get out, he'd said. We lost contact with Earth 2 years into the mission, during what they called incubation. It was the time afforded to familiarize ourselves with life on our new high-speed planet. The last we heard, several hundred more Hope ships had been spat out into space, heading for nearby stars that might support a new future. I hoped my husband had earned himself a spot on one of them. Those 2 years were really something. At first, it was one big adventure, but then the mundanity of everything set in. We were assigned jobs to keep us busy, things that the machines would later take on once we were sent to sleep. And then we could spend our earned credits in shops or on entertainment, like the onboard cinema or bowling. Some of us were gardeners, other mechanics, others hairdressers or nail technicians, all living in one big ecosystem, hurtling through space at somewhere approaching light speed. It was a real testament to humanity's progress, and it was completely at odds with humanity's demise back on Earth. I was a Xander, and in my small dwelling, I really built a home for myself. Our closest neighbors would be invited round for dinner. Hanlon, a 20-something, was one of them. And I don't mind saying, I'd quite taken to him. But at over twice his age, it was only natural that he be sweet on someone else. Maria, in fact. I tried not to resent her too much, and even had them both over for dinner with their parents and another local kid, Cooper. Cooper and Hanlon quickly became friends, being the same kind of age. It was unfortunate when those in charge called time on our endeavors and put us on ice. But if it was anything like they'd said, then we'd be awake before we even knew what had happened. And they were kind of right. The first I knew about it, I was conscious. It's weird, but I just knew. You know when you know you're dreaming, but you haven't yet opened your eyes? That's exactly where I was, right before I dared peer upwards through the glass and expose myself to reality. I fought it for the longest of times. You'd have thought I'd be ecstatic to wake up again, but it barely felt like I'd slept. Gradually, I opened my eyes, squinting at the bright lights above. I moved a hand to shield myself from the light, then I felt a shadow come across me. I squinted at the glass, seeing the looming silhouette above me. I was at first fearful, but when my vision slowly returned, I recognized the dark-haired man above me. His body was stocky and muscled, and he wore only a pair of white briefs. "Jane," he shouted. And when I locked eyes on him, his face turned from pained anguish to hope. It was Cooper. And something wasn't right. I pressed the release button in the pod, and it hissed open. As I sat up, Cooper rushed on me, wrapping me up in his arms. The feeling of his skin against mine was like nothing else. He held me for a long time as I stroked through his brown hair. "Is everything okay?" I asked eventually, realizing it was too quiet.
"I don't know," Cooper said.
"Is anyone else awake?"
"I don't know."
At this point, I broke from the hug and stepped quickly out from the pod. "We need to check."
"I came to you first. I didn't know what to do."
Cooper didn't have any family, and I'd kind of taken him in when I'd found that out. He and Hanlon had struck up a close relationship in those first 2 years, and I had morphed into a role of protector for each of them. We raced across the white tiles to Hanlon's pod. I felt like we'd only said goodbye a few minutes ago. It was surreal to make such a big deal of a goodbye and then see each other again in such a seemingly brief window.
"Is he okay?" Cooper asked, scared to look.
Hanlon was staring straight up out of the glass, his eyes fixed on something above him. He looked like a wax figure or something, all emotionless and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?